The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, good morning. Welcome back into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you all caught up as we wrap up Week 17 across the NFL on Tuesday, January 4th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We begin with the final Monday night football game of the season. It's an AFC North showdown as the Cleveland Browns travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Browns officially eliminated from the playoff race on Sunday, but the Steelers still have a chance. They've got to win out in their final two games to grab one of those final playoff spots. They need the Indianapolis Colts to lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 18. And as long as the Chargers and Raiders game does not end in a tie, Pittsburgh would be in. We also have to remember that this could be the final game at Heinz Field for Ben Roethlisberger in what would undoubtedly be a Hall of Fame career. We go to Monday night. Not much offense in the early going of this one as both teams struggle to move the ball early on. Fast forward to just under 11 minutes in the second quarter and the Steelers manufacture an 11-play scoring drive that ends in a Deontay Johnson touchdown.
First and goal. Ben, quick throw. Deontay Johnson hung on to that one. Touchdown, Steelers.
That was career touchdown number 417 for Ben Roethlisberger. They take a 7-0 lead. Now, neither quarterback was good in the first half of this one, but Baker Mayfield isn't on his farewell tour, so we have to focus on just how bad Baker was. At one point, Baker Mayfield became the first player in the NFL this season to throw 10 straight incompletions. Not even Taysom Hill or Mike Glennon have done something quite that bad this season. Baker Mayfield went into the break 4 of 15 for 58 yards and a pick. Ben Roethlisberger with a huge 20 of 34 for 96 yards and a touchdown in the first half. He did throw an awful interception on the final play just before the break. Browns did finally put something together at the end of the third quarter. Mayfield hit Donovan Peoples-Jones for a 39-yard completion that helped set up a David Njoku touchdown a couple plays later. They managed to add another score late in the fourth, but Ben Roethlisberger took the field one more time, with the Steelers needing a first down to seal it. On third down, Najee Harris breaks off a 37-yard score.
Najee Harris to the end zone. Touchdown, Steelers. And Ben, it's all yours.
He finishes the game with 28 carries for 188 yards and a touchdown. Ben Roethlisberger goes 24 of 46 for 123 yards and a score in what is likely his final game at Heinz Field. Steelers sacked Baker Mayfield 9 times. T.J. Watt picked up 4 of those sacks in the game, bringing his total to a career-high 21.5, despite missing 2 games this season. Steelers win 26-14, and they'll head to Baltimore in Week 18. The Browns finish their season against the Bengals. As you guys know by now, the Antonio Brown era with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came to a dramatic end on Sunday when Brown decided to leave in the middle of a football game against the New York Jets. Ian Rappaport reported on Monday morning that people close to Brown said that in his mind, he did not feel like he was healthy enough to play. The Bucs coaches asked him to go back into the game. Brown declined, which prompted the coaching staff to ask him to leave. Now, Bruce Arians kind of made it seem a little different when he spoke to the media on Monday.
Can you fire a player if he won't go because he's injured?
I don't know that he was.
Did he say that he was, or was there a dispute about that?
No.
He just refused to go in, or can you tell us more about it?
Not really. I mean, what happened is pretty obvious what happened. So he left the field, and that was it.
Bruce, just to clarify on AB, so you didn't tell him to leave. He left completely on his own in this thing yesterday.
We had a conversation, and he left the field, yeah.
Hey, Coach, you've been someone that's expressed genuine care and concern for Antonio. How tough was it for you to see what happened yesterday and to make that call?
Yeah, it was very hard. And I wish him well. I hope if he needs help, get some. And it's very hard because I do care about him.
However, the Buccaneers did not officially release wide receiver Antonio Brown on Monday. There are ongoing discussions with the NFL about how to move ahead in this situation for Tampa Bay. The Bucs did get some good news on Monday, however. Star wide receiver Chris Godwin underwent successful surgery to repair his ACL and MCL. Godwin, who's a pending free agent, is expected to make a full recovery. Did have a Week 18 schedule update as the NFL announced a Saturday night doubleheader. First game between the Chiefs and Broncos kicks off at 4:30 Eastern, followed up by an NFC East showdown between the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15 Eastern. The NFL also announced that the Chargers and Raiders would be flexed to Sunday night. A playoff bid is on the line in that contest. Dallas Cowboys got some bad news on Monday as MRI confirmed that Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup did in fact tear his ACL in Sunday's contest against the Arizona Cardinals. It's a brutal end of the season for Gallup, who's set to hit free agency this offseason looking to get paid. According to Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans could open the three-week window for star running back Derrick Henry to possibly return for the Titans as they try to go on a playoff run. After Sunday's action, the Titans find themselves in the one seed in the AFC after the Chiefs lost to the Bengals, and they could be getting a boost in their superstar running back possibly making a return. The Seattle Seahawks, in a year they'd probably like to forget, got some bad news on Monday as Pro Bowl linebacker Bobby Wagner suffered sprains to the MCL and PCL in his knee. Minor injuries that should heal on their own, but Wagner will not play in the final week of the season. Roughly a dozen Eagles players, including Fletcher Cox, Dallas Goedert, and Jason Kelce, tested positive for COVID-19 today. Based on the updated NFL COVID-19 protocols, they all have a chance to be cleared in time for Saturday's game against the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni also said they do not expect Miles Sanders to play on Saturday, but the hope is that Sanders will be available wild card weekend. On top of all those additions that the Philadelphia Eagles made to the COVID list, 36 NFL players went on the COVID list on Monday, all due to positive tests. Las Vegas Raiders cornerback Nate Hobbs was reportedly arrested for DUI just hours after the team's huge win over the Indianapolis Colts, according to TMZ. In a report that released on Monday afternoon, cops responded to the Cromwell Hotel around 4 a.m. on Monday after they say witnesses saw Hobbs asleep at the wheel on a parking lot exit ramp. Officers eventually made contact with the player and eventually arrested him after they claim he did not do well in the field sobriety tests. The Las Vegas Raiders have obviously dealt with a lot of off-field issues this season as they look to try to stay alive in the playoff hunt on Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, January 4th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, we ask that you please leave a kind rating and review. Remember, as always, we're in the five-star business. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats-Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.